New research from the University of Texas at Dallas's Center for Vital Longevity supports the idea that the brains of older adults who maintain physical fitness with regular strenuous exercise, they more closely resemble those of younger adults. And that's what we all want. Dr. Chandra Malika Basak is Associate Professor of Psychology in the School of Behavioral and Brain Sciences. So tell us what you found.
John, what we have found in our lab for past few years, we have been trying to understand how cardiovascular health as well as cardiorespiratory health both together can act as protective factors in such a way that they can help fight against diminished mental activity in aging adults. So not everything goes down as we get older in terms of cognition. There are quite a few cognitive abilities that do keep on improving, especially in your middle age. But there are certain cognitive abilities that I think we all are facing the trouble of. Do I remember where I kept my keys? Can I manipulate multiple information in my mind simultaneously as I'm listening to a complex conversation? Am I able to toss switch, for example, driving while listening to radio or paying attention around me? These are the kind of skills that do decline as we age, and our goal has been to figure out what kind of health protective factors that not only help cognition but also underlying brain function can prevent these declines in what we call working memory, flexible thinking, and controlled cognition as we move into the later stages of adulthood.
So you mentioned strenuous physical activity. What's the difference between just regular physical activity and strenuous in your mind?
And when I say strenuous, it's not like bungee jumping or something. Oh, the kind of questions that we asked in strenuous physical activity is that, do you even engage in jogging or, say, playing badminton or playing tennis? So something beyond just leisurely walk. And what we find is in the current study, in the most recent study, is that the older adults who engaged in, even if they engaged seldomly in it, if they just at all once a week engaged in strenuous physical activity, they were able to use brain functions as efficiently as younger adults. So not only their cognition was matched to the adults who were 40 years younger to them, but their brain functions also looked very similar to those younger adults, unlike the so-called low strenuous physical activity older adults who were not engaging in any kind of strenuous physical activity.
Is there any theory as to why it helps strenuous physical activity helping the brain? Why?
I mean, it's like keep your heart strong and your memory will follow along. That's the kind of tagline, I think. We have done in past quite a few physical fitness interventions as well, where we have found that aerobic physical fitness, in comparison to anaerobic physical fitness, does increase brain volume in these memory-related regions, as well as remedies activation in the brain regions that are subserving memory, flexible thinking, and controlled cognition. So we also have randomized control trial to back us that it's something about aerobic physical activity.
That is Dr. Chandra Basak on the KRLD Newsline. 11:24, check your money.
Fees have been creeping higher at the ATM, you may have noticed. The charge for getting cash out of an out-of-network ATM has now reached an average of $4.73. That's the highest on record, surpassing the previous high in 2019, according to Bankrate, which compiled the numbers. But there is good news. It's also easier than ever to find an in-network ATM, meaning a higher chance you can avoid the fee.